It's Monday, July 29th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
President Trump fires his director of national intelligence for telling the truth, then nominates a conspiracy theorist for the job. Meanwhile, the number three Senate Democrat calls for the House to begin impeachment proceedings against Trump, as nearly half of House Democrats now back an impeachment inquiry into the president. And lastly, Bernie Sanders tells CNN he regrets voting for Joe Biden's, quote, terrible 1994 crime bill.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
President Trump on Sunday announced that he was nominating Representative John Ratcliffe to be the Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed, Ratcliffe will replace Dan Coats, who clashed frequently with the president during his tenure as director because of his terrible habit of telling Trump the truth. Earlier this year, Coats unforgivably told a Senate panel that North Korea was not likely to give up its nuclear weapons, Iran was not yet seeking a nuclear weapon, and the Islamic State terrorist group remained a forceful presence in Iraq and Syria. You know, just a bunch of annoying national intelligence stuff. Ratcliffe, a three-term congressman from Texas, met privately with Trump at the White House on July 19th to discuss his interest in the job after it was reported that his conspiracy-filled performance at the Robert Mueller hearings, quote, thrilled our yes-man-loving president. Can't wait to hear all about how Robert Mueller is a threat to our national security. On Sunday, Patty Murray, the third highest-ranked Senate Democrat, called for House Democrats to begin impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Good morning, Nancy Pelosi. Murray, a close ally of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, said in a statement, quote, "It has become clear the House should begin proceedings to determine whether the president's actions necessitate impeachment." Earlier in the day, several Democratic members of Congress from the state of Washington came out in support of the proceedings, bringing the total number of House Democrats who have publicly said they'd vote for an impeachment inquiry to 107, 11 shy of the majority of the Democratic caucus. I guess some people have been calling their representatives. This still isn't likely to move Nancy Pelosi, but honestly, at this point, I'll settle for making your day worse.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
On CNN's State of the Union Sunday, Senator Bernie Sanders says he regrets voting for the controversial 1994 crime bill authored by former Vice President Joe Biden. The bill has become a point of contention in the Democratic primaries, with certain elements of the legislation, such as the three strikes provision, credited with contributing to mass incarceration among communities of color. When asked if he was glad he voted for the bill, Sanders told CNN's Jake Tapper, quote, "No, I'm not happy I voted for a terrible bill, but I am happy that I was honest with the people of my state." Sanders says he'd campaigned for the Senate promising to ban assault weapons, a measure which was included in the bill, and felt that despite its other flaws, he had to vote for the bill in order to follow through on his promise. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Politico reports the Supreme Court has lifted a lower court order, blocking a key part of President Trump's plan to expand his useless U.S.-Mexico border wall. NBC News reports three people were killed, including a six-year-old boy, and 15 were wounded Sunday after a gunman cut through the fence to avoid security and opened fire on the Gilroy Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. One suspect was shot and killed by the police. A second suspect was still on the loose late Sunday. From the AP, nearly 1,400 people were detained in a violent police crackdown on an opposition protest in Moscow. This is the largest number of detentions at a rally in the Russian capital this decade.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.